Your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Sweet Jesus. Yeah. Well, obviously, we've got robots to make our drinks, take our orders, vacuum our floors, wash our cars. Well, now apparently robots can taste our food, too. You got it. Robot chefs are coming to the cooking scene, and some of them have programmed to be able to tell the difference between meals that are saltier than others. They can also measure the sweetness and oiliness of certain foods. So, basically, we have robot Gordon Ramsay's out there.
So it's basically a robot that's measuring the salt, the sugar, and it's making the best concoction all the time.
Well, what I get from this, Hunter, is like if you give it a dish and it's like, okay, that's a little salty. This is a saltier dish. This is a, I think. I don't know if it's got things to read that or what.
It depends on what this is being used for and what. But if it's for what you said, it's stupid. That's a stupid thing. We don't need robots for everything.
Yes, we do. Hunter, you need to accept.
Well, you don't need a robot to taste your food. Come on.
Well, what if it's poisoned? I want a robot. Right?
Yeah, if your wife's being a little sketchy.
Yeah, hey, robot, taste.
She's making my food, man. I want to make sure.
There's cyanide in your porridge. I don't know.
I knew it.
Now, see, Hunter, I get it. You and I have always been split on this, which I'm surprised because you're a really techie guy. Like, you have all the fan-dangled fancy contraptions and drones and whatnot.
Tech guy.
Dude, robots should do everything, all right? We can make robots do everything, and then we just get to live, right?
But here's the thing. Living is doing things, not just sitting around and watching a robot do all the tasks and things
you should be doing. Let's say you had an office job where your job is to sit there and all right? Yeah, yeah. And now someone says, hey, look, we got a robot that's going to do that job for you. And like, yeah.
Do I still get paid?
Well, I don't know. Eventually, if all robots do all jobs, and then we can just get, you know, like a...
How are you gonna make money? How are you going to trade? That's got to be a thing.
I don't know. Maybe my OnlyFans will take off. I don't know. That's one thing robots. Actually, eventually robots, too. If you look at, you know, where these sex bots are going, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to have robots.
We're
going
to have to figure this out. We're going to have, because if they're taking over work, then we're going to have to figure out somehow to make money
If I could go home.
Trade the bill.
If I could go to a home where I got a robot cleaning my floor, I got a robot doing my laundry, and now I got a robot in there flipping burgers, I feel like I'm in the Jetsons and I'm living a pretty good life. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about it, guys.
I don't know. I think you're worried that you're just going to, with the time on your hands, you're going to do something. I don't know.
It's already getting a little boring. I'm looking for things to do. You know, now if robots are taking all the things to do, what have I got?
I don't know.
I can't just go golf. I mean, I guess I could golf every day all the time.
Think about that right there. Your golf game would actually be decent.
It doesn't count. That's not a real thing. You can't do it. My wife would not let me do that.
But if she's got a robot doing all of her all the things that you're supposed to be doing, mowing the lawn, fixing the light fixture, pleasing her. I mean, she's already got one of those, right? She's already got a robot. A battery-operated buddy that takes care of that. But think about that, though. Everything else is taken care of. What do we got to worry about? Nothing.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. All right? So if robot Gordon Ramsay's in there making delicious filet mignon and key lime pie or got whatever Gordon Ramsay makes.
Here's the thing. You people out there on board, it's just like the phone. There's no going back. Once you step into that room, you're not getting out.
Yeah. No.
You can't go back. So make sure you're busy and you're content.
You're so sketched out on these robots, man.
It's a conspiracy, man.
It's the government, man. They're making robots to take us. I don't put the pipe down. Put the bong down. Okay, all you're right, fine. Yeah, all right. Lastly, Queen Elizabeth has bailed on another royal engagement because of health issues. According to Buckingham Palace, the 96-year-old monarch has, quote, reluctantly decided she will not attend the state opening of Parliament today. The palace
she
says
needs
that,
to buck up. That's what she needs to do.
This old bag. She's
come on. You have a responsibility.
She's 96 though, man. Like, she's up there.
Wow.
She's up there.
To 96.
See, now, okay, you're talking about your robot conspiracies. I have Queen Elizabeth conspiracies. I feel like even if she kicks the bucket, they're not going to tell us. I think they're going to just, you know, make her gussied up. Like they're gonna like you know
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's, Queen Elizabeth. I think that's what.
Put some sunglasses on her. And
Weekend at Buckingham Palace. That's what I'm seeing, man. All right, because this is a big deal, especially with all the craziness going on right now. You got the Queen. She dies. It's gonna be all. Everyone's gonna be in up in arms over there. And then what do you
96?
Do you make the baby? What like who's next in line? Who's next? Actually, let me look this up. Who's next in line after Queen Elizabeth? Prince Charles is.
Well,
first in line is the eldest son, Prince Charles. But isn't he going? He's not much younger. He's like 92. Right. I don't know.
Hey, look this up.
Yeah.
I don't care. Who cares about this? It's the stupidest thing. Why do we still have kings and queens?
It's
come on. Ridiculous.
I just imagine. They got Queen Elizabeth's corpse on like a dolly. She's wearing sunglasses, maybe a Hawaiian shirt, and they're just
terrible.
Like, no, she's fine, guys. She's fine. Queen Elizabeth is fine. Yeah. She's okay. Okay.
Yeah. Old timey to me. That's
put a little cocktail, like. Pina colada in her hand. She's all right. She's okay.
Feel like there's like a Riddler or like a performer that's got to perform for her all the time.
It's some guy in some goofy suit with bells on his shoes, like, Queen, look at me. I'm the court jester. Anyway,
the jester.
That's what it is. Anyway, so what do we got? We got robot Gordon Ramsay's and Emeril Lagasse's. Bam! And weekend at Buckingham Palace. All right, we're gonna wheel her out on a cart. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.